Welcome to Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM. Greg Richard, joined by Judy Sharp. Great to see you back with us once again, Judy.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you.
Safe hands with Scott Sharp last week.
Oh, you sure now? You're not just telling me that to, you know, get him back on instead of me.
No, just saying he did an admirable job.
Oh, did he? Okay, rightio.
What have you got for us today, Judy? It's a beautiful day out.
Oh, it is a beautiful day out. And, of course, he got the first day of spring, but I've got the second week of spring.
That's the more important week, I think.
I think so, yeah. Yep. Everyone's settled in now. Look, a lot of things to talk about. Port wine magnolias, indoor plants, mango trees, tomatoes. Keep me going?
We'll go with that first.
Okay. There's
plenty more to talk about. And we've got Erica from Rathmines. She's got a question about blueberries.
Hello, Erica. How can I help you?
You got you there, Erica? I think we can hear you, Erica. Are you there?
She might be getting lunch.
She might be getting lunch.
Yeah, you're getting lunch, Erica.
I don't think she's paying any attention to us, Erica. She might be doing something else.
I think she might be too.
We've got a big list there, Judy Sharp, a few things that you wanted to look at today for the second week of spring.
It is. So lots of things to do. And I thought first we might cover port wine magnolias. They get scale or mealybug, and that can be pretty nasty. Port wine magnolias. Magnolias, you know, Greg, have the lovely big flowers.
Yep. Oh, the huge flowers.
Yeah, huge. Port wines don't. They only have a small flower, but it's highly perfumed.
Okay.
Yeah, they're lovely, and they're not deciduous. They're an evergreen shrub. And so they're very, very useful in everyone's garden. They're easy to grow, very easy to grow. Right. But the only thing they can get is a bit of scale or mealybug.
Okay.
Yep. So then if that's present, it's time to spray with some Malathon and white oil mixed together. So if you do have the port wine magnolias in your garden, it's time to check them out because it's a little bit sneaky. It sneaks up on them and right. you've missed it. So,
yep.
So go and check the garden wholly and solely at the moment because there's a lot of things to do.
Okay, next we might see if we can get Erica back. You there, Erica?
Yes, yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Erica. What's the problem, dear?
I've got blueberries and they're flowering beautifully and I've got fruit there, but they're not. The plants are not looking real healthy. And I don't know exactly what to feed them.
Right, okay. Now tell me, are the trunks thickening up?
They're only a couple of years old.
Oh, right, okay.
Yes.
Look,
yes, I've got one really old one that's about 7 or 8 years old and it's doing fine, but there's the smaller ones. But all along I've not known really what to feed them properly.
Oh, right, okay. Look, probably just get an all-purpose plant food. Or you could give them a little bit of cow manure.
Okay.
And no doubt we'll have some listeners listening in today who specialise in blueberries and will be happy to share it with us. So if you stay tuned, I'm sure someone else will ring in. But for the time being, just an all-purpose plant food.
Or a bit of cow manure.
Or a little bit of cow manure. Not too close to them.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Because I've got a great-granddaughter that absolutely loves them. So I'm trying to get as many as I can.
Yeah, no, that's understandable. They're so beautiful and they're not very reasonably priced at all.
At the moment, no. No,
no. So let's know how you go with that, Erica, but I think you'll be fine.
Thank you. Yeah, I've been listening to you and I heard you taking callers, so I thought I'd quickly, and then I remembered I was at the front with the radio, so I had to go at the back.
Oh, we wondered where you disappeared to.
Oh, no. I end up taking the phone with me. So, yeah. Yep. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Erica. Bye.
And, Judy, just going through your big list there about things to do in spring.
I don't want everyone to sit around. You know, it's a beautiful day today. They can be out in the garden.
Exactly right.
When we're finished.
Of course, yeah.
When we're finished, yes, yes.
Make sure you have a bit of lunch as well. You don't want to go out there on an empty stomach too.
Oh, no, no. It's a good time to have lunch when you're on, Greg.
We've got David now from Weston, and he's got a question about the lemon tree.
Hello, David.
G'day, Judy. I've got a fairly young lemon tree that was very, very healthy and flowering profusely and producing lots of fruit, and all of a sudden it's virtually died off. The leaves have gone yellow. It's losing all its leaves. I'm just not sure what's happened. My wife did hang some old man's beard in it. I don't know what the proper name of that is, that eggplant.
Yeah, I do know it, yes.
But we're told that was terrible for citrus, and we pulled that out. I don't know whether that contributed towards it.
Yeah, it does tend to be a strangler, you know, if it gets too thick.
No, it wasn't thick.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
So a little bit draped over the branches.
Oh, no, look, tell me, was it fertilised with anything, David?
Not recently, and that was my next question. I've got a lemon, a mandarin and an orange, and also a passion fruit, and I'm wondering what's the best cow manure or chook manure?
Okay, for the citrus, chicken manure.
Right.
Poultry manure. Out under the drip line, you know, that not close to the trunk where the canopy finishes. You have to water there before you put the chicken manure on, and then you water it in. And then 3 weeks later, I'd like you to use some citrus food, applying it in the same way, out under the drip line, water it in when you're finished.
Right.
But tell me, give me some description about the leaves, the problem seems to be.
On the lemon, they're just all yellowed off and are falling off.
Okay.
Almost bare of leaves now.
Oh, okay. And no one fertilised it with anything?
No.
No, okay. You haven't got a doggy that visits it?
We've got a dog, but she doesn't. She doesn't wee or do anything on the lemon.
Right. Okay. But they can be sneaky, you know.
I think my little
Arthur's perfect too. look, that's a bit of a mystery. I wish I could solve that for you, but you haven't fertilised it with anything. So all we can do, unless you've got, you know, the white cockchafer grubs in the soil underneath it?
Yeah.
Okay, dig around and see if you've got those, because they can cause leaf drop.
Okay, my wife's indicating to me she did fertilise.
Just before we went away, I did it with rose and citrus fertiliser.
She put some rose and citrus fertiliser on it.
Okay, so was it against the trunk? Against the trunk?
Two and a half weeks.
Was it against the trunk?
No, definitely not,
she says.
Okay, well, it did get a double dose, didn't it? It got rose food and citrus food.
I think that it's a combined, that's what it's labelled, rose and citrus food.
Oh, right, okay. No, that's okay. As long as it wasn't against the trunk, but maybe, I hate to say this when your wife's listening, but would she have been a little heavy-handed?
She doesn't think so.
Okay, well, look, the most important thing to do now is don't re-fertilise the lemon, leave it alone and just keep the water up to it, even though we've had plenty of rain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it was, it was thriving and it's just suddenly turned the other way. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, dig around the roots for me. Dig around and see if you've got any of those little cockchafer grubs.
Okay, and the passion fruit?
The passion fruit would like a little bit of cow manure.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, David. Let us know about that lemon anyway.
I will.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
We've got Lynn now from Thornton, and she's looking at transplanting two azaleas from pots into the garden.
Oh, Lynn, that's a pretty easy ask, I think.
Oh, is it? I wondered, because they're in absolute full bloom, I thought maybe I should wait till they aren't flowering up.
Oh, yes, no, I'd wait. But when you transplant them out of pots, you're not going to disturb the roots. It's different if you were moving it in the garden. But transplanting from pots into the garden, you'll be fine, Lynn. But just wait now till they stop blooming.
Okay, lovely. Thank you so much, Judy.
Thank you for the call, Lynn. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
That was an easy fix.
Yeah. Well, in the pots, of course. And I don't think she's the kind of lady that will disturb the roots when she puts them in. So I think it's, you know, an easy one.
And we've got Helen from Wall's End, and she's got grubs in a garden.
Hello, Judy.
Oh, that's not very good. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, I know. I know about them, Judy. Sorry.
You're right.
They're not in my garden. There are a couple of pots.
In the pots, yeah.
And I found some the other day. I've had them before. Now, I did buy a product a few years ago from a nursery, and I thought I had some, but I haven't. And I can't remember what it was, but it did. And I'm just trying to find out what I can get to get rid of them.
Helen, it was probably Carbaryl.
I don't think it was, Judy,
right,
but if Carbaryl works, I'll go with that.
Yes, no, it should work, definitely.
So it's C-A-R-B,
C-A-R-B-A-R-Y-L.
A-R-Y-L, okay.
Yep. No, that will definitely do the job.
Okay, that's all I need to know. Thanks, Judy.
Okay, well, you were helped very quickly then, Helen.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear.
We've got Gail from Budgie Boy, and her lemon tree doesn't seem to be doing well at the moment.
Hello, Gail. How's Budgie Boy today? Is the sun out?
It's beautiful.
Ah, of course, it's spring, isn't it?
Yes. I have a lemon tree I planted 3 years ago, and it grew very well. The first year I got probably 6 lemons. After that, it got leaf curl quite severely.
Right.
And I sprayed it, and it seemed to come good, but never, ever, last 2 years, another fruit or anything. It's just a few sprigs at the top growing, but nothing.
So, Gail, what did you spray it with before?
I thought it wasn't white oil. It was whatever they said. I went to the nursery at YE, which is shut now, and they told me to get something, which I did. I can't remember what it is.
Would it have been Malathon and white oil?
It might have been, yeah.
Because I'm wondering you still got some, that's all.
Yes, I have. I've got white oil and I would have Malathon.
And you would have Malathon?
Yes.
Okay, mix them up together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I'm sure that will solve the problem. Otherwise, you know, I don't find when my citrus get leaf curl that it doesn't really stop them fruiting.
Yeah, this one hasn't.
Oh, right, okay. And have you fed it to compensate, you know, for the other attack?
Yeah, I have fed it with just an all-purpose fertiliser. I dug it all in.
Right. Okay.
What should I put on it?
So it's in the ground, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, well, what you need is some poultry manure out under the drip line. Water it in and water it first and then water it in. And then 3 weeks later, use some citrus fertiliser.
Okay, I've got some of that, yeah.
Okay, well, you know, you're halfway there.
Okay, and I've also got a 12-month-old peach fruit salad tree with peach, nectarine and plum on it, and it started leaf curl. I just sprayed it with a copper spray.
Right, okay. Well, that's helpful, yeah.
Should I feed it or I've pulled the bad leaves off. Should I feed it or do something?
Well, it's still a bit dormant, isn't it?
It's got some
new
blossoms on it.
Oh, right, okay. Look, wait till it finishes blossoming. Because if you fertilise now, you might just burn the blossoms and, of course, they go to fruit. So we'll wait a little while to do that. But, you know, I think if you've treated the leaf curl well enough alone at the moment, that's the best thing to do.
Okay, and since we've had all this weather and probably the ground's still a bit wet, should I be watering now?
Well, you know what, I had a new rose planted the other day and my son reprimanded me because I hadn't watered it. True story, Greg, he's laughing. But honestly, Gail, I would not have thought I needed to water that rose.
No.
I went out and he was right. The ground is very dry at the moment. Deep down it wouldn't be, but on the surface it is dry. So, I would keep your water up, particularly now we're getting temperatures of, what was it today, Greg?
27.
27 today, Gail. So, you know, your surface soil would start to dry out.
Yep, 28 here in Budgie Wood.
Okay. Well, you've definitely got to go out and water.
okay then.
Okay. Thanks
Thank
for the call.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Gail.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
We've got Elisa now from West Walls End, and she's got a question about the mulberry tree.
Okay. What can I help you with?
Hello, Judy. I'm not used to a tree that starts to get its, what I would think were spring leaves in the middle of winter, but it's leafed and it also has lots of fruit. It's about 2 metres tall, lots of fruit, loads of fruit, and like you, I have found that near the surface, there's not enough water. So I've been watering it. It's got mulch around it. I'm sort of thinking, does it need a feed? Like, for lots of things, you feed as spring comes in. But what do you do with this that's already got fruit on it?
Look, I wouldn't feed it while it's got fruit on. And to be quite honest, mulberry trees are pretty easy to grow. I don't find that they need a lot of fertiliser.
Right.
Yeah, but at the moment, if it's fruiting, I think you're halfway there.
Good.
So perhaps when it finishes fruiting, maybe then give it something like a little bit of cow manure.
Good. Okay. Thank you.
And I hope you make us a mulberry pie and bring it in.
Well, I hope the mulberries make it as far as the house, actually, because often I go out with a good intent picking and, yes.
You eat them on the way, don't you?
Yes.
No, I don't blame you at all.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks, Ailsa. Bye.
Bye.
And, Judy, we're into the second week of spring.
We are.
And sometimes we forget about our indoor plants. But
we do, definitely.
You're saying we've got to start fertilising them as well now.
Yes, yes, because in winter you tend not to fertilise indoor plants at all.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's time to flourish weekly.
Weekly?
Yes, weekly.
Okay.
Flourish is a wonderful product, and you can use it for all different kinds of plants, but they do have one specifically for indoor plants. So that's Flourish for indoor plants.
Right.
And, you know, if you're a bit lazy, Greg.
Yep. I need to look at me when you say that, but
oh,
okay.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't do that, did I? No, that's the glasses that makes me blink a bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, you can do it once a fortnight if you like.
Yep.
I mean, gardening can be a bit lazy sometimes.
Okay. Well, again, stop looking at me when you're...
Oh, sorry. Well, you know, you're such an attractive bloke, I suppose. It's hard not to look at you, but... Okay, so if you were a bit of a lazy gardener, you know, you could leave it and only do it once a month if you wanted to, or once a fortnight. But, you know, if you're really keen, you do it once a week, at the moment anyway, to give them a boost after winter.
Right, okay.
You're right with that?
Get them back ready to go. And mangoes, they're not fruiting yet, are they?
Oh, no. But they will soon, and they are very prone to getting black spot on the fruit. It's called anthracnose. And I know we have dealt with it before. Mm. It's a nasty thing. So it's time now to spray with copper oxychloride or mancozeb.
Right.
So that's for your mangoes. But, you know, if you've got any other fruit that has started to get the black spot on, you could have a problem. So, again, you'd spray with a copper oxychloride or mancozeb.
Rightio. Easy solved.
Oh, easy one, that one, isn't it?
Then we've got Eloise from Kitchener, and she's got a question about blood oranges.
Hello, how are you today, Eloise?
I'm great, Judy, and hello, Greg. I have a problem with my blood oranges this season. I've got a very small tree, but I've had two really nice rounds of blood oranges. I've done everything. I've fed it this year, covered it so the cockatoos can't get them like last year, and they're watery with not much flavour.
Oh, really? So have you had much frost there?
Yeah, we did. I'm in Kitchener and we get frost. Yeah,
that's what I figured, because that's generally what makes them sweet.
Oh, okay. I picked them at the end of July. My friend who, you know, has had blood oranges in the past, he said, just wait till they almost drop off.
Right.
But in previous years, I've picked them in June and they've been really nice and sweet.
Uh-huh.
Is it the point of picking them later has been a problem?
I'd say, hopefully your friend's not listening, but I'm guessing that that's the problem, because you obviously know your garden, Eloise, and if they have been juicy in previous times, and we certainly have had a cold winter. And, you know, I remember when I was young and silly, I'd tell people to put ice cubes around their oranges.
Oh.
Yeah, to make them think it's been cold, and that's what makes them sweet.
Oh, okay. We have had the frost, though.
I know. So maybe the problem is that you picked them too late.
That's what I think.
Yeah, I think so. So
The number two question is, I have a gardenia plant and I've got two. I've got two different varieties. One's got a darker green leaf and it's had buds on for at least a couple of months and they just won't open. I've sea sold them and then in desperation I bought gardenia food and they still haven't opened.
Right, okay. Look, I've got gardenias up and down my drive, but mine haven't been budding, sorry. I was swearing then, because, you know, I think they just haven't liked the cold of winter. So that's probably why yours aren't opening. But I was going to talk about gardenias today, so this might help you a little bit. It's time to hit them with cow manure.
Oh, okay. I've got plenty of that.
Okay. Particularly if your leaves are yellow.
Yeah.
And if, you know, any problem persists, then you spray them with chelated iron.
Oh, how do you spell that?
Chelated. C-H-E-L-A-T-E-D.
Oh, okay.
Chelated iron, yeah. But I do think, you know, you might be anticipating a bit early for them to open, but it won't hurt to give them the cow manure now and give them a kick.
Yes. I was surprised that they actually budded in winter autumn into winter.
Yeah, maybe it could be indicative of when you pruned or something.
Possibly. It's in a pot, but I can't remember, but possibly.
Yeah, it could be the case,
That's good news, yeah. Last year I lost most of my crop when I was in London of the blood oranges to the cockatoos, so I've learnt my lesson.
Okay.
I've covered them this year.
Cover them up, yeah. But, you know, I suppose too, covering them also prevents the frost getting to them, doesn't it?
I put chicken wire, in a sort of hoop, like a semicircle over the top and pegged it down.
Oh, right, okay, right.
Yep. All right, so that's good.
Okay,
yes,
good news. So let us know how you go with the oranges and the gardenia.
I will. It'll be a little while, but there's about 1,000 buds on them at the moment, so fingers crossed.
Well, we're always here, you know. We're always here.
All right, I'll let you know.
Thanks, Eloise. Bye. Right,
have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
We've got Jan now from Cardiff, and she's got a question about fertilising roses.
Oh, hello, Jan. Right on the right time, aren't you?
Hello, Judy. I just want to know, is it time to fertilise roses or not?
Oh, yes, definitely, because in Cardiff you don't really get frost, so you could have fertilised. I did mine at the end of July.
Oh, righto.
Yes, yeah. So time to get in there and do it. Are they in the ground, Jan?
No, they're in pots.
Oh, in pots, okay. Well, you need sudden impact. Have you ever used it?
Oh, righto. Never used that.
Oh,
yeah.
It's fantastic.
Oh, righto.
Yeah, and you can put it on citrus trees as well. It's a very handy product.
Is it time for citrus or not to fertilise?
Yes, you could. Did you say citrus then?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Put them in pots.
Yeah, no. Well, definitely I gave mine a bit of sudden impact when I did the roses.
Oh, rightio. So I'm a bit late, but yeah.
Yeah, no, look, they'll respond to it. I mean, particularly if we keep getting these nice days. But I think Greg thinks it's going to start getting a bit cold again, Greg.
It's going to be cold on Thursday,
I think. Oh, is it? Oh, that's nice. Yeah, right.
Okay. So trot down and get some sudden impact. It's a pelleted foot.
Good.
Okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Jan. Bye.
Bye.
It's Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM. If you've got a question, 49216216. We've got Steve from Maitlands. He's got ants in his pots.
Oh, okay, Steve. Ants in
your
pots.
Good morning, Judy. How the devil are you?
I'm pretty well, to be honest. You know, I'm just enjoying some of the different calls we're getting today, all different problems. Have you noticed that?
Absolutely. We all have problems and they keep cropping up and we don't remember what to do.
Well, you know, I'm a bit like that sometimes too. Don't tell anyone.
It's got to do with age, I think, yes.
Oh, that's not my problem.
I admit to mine.
Did you hear Greg laughing then?
I did. Terrible man, terrible.
Oh, terrible. But, you know, he's lovely to work with. Okay,
yeah,
so
absolutely.
What are the ants doing in your pants?
Yeah,
oh, sorry, pots.
They've got to be pots.
Oh, sorry about that.
Same initial, P. I repotted some, I bought a couple of little shrubs and little flowery type things, and I put new potting mix in the top and mulched it and put some starter around it, like some granulated feed.
Yeah.
But one on the edge has started this ant nest that's kicking the potting mix, or taking what they think is the goodness out of it and kicking it up. I'm wondering what I could use to spray that, please.
Okay, for the ants.
Yes, please.
Oh, right, okay. Look, we used to have several wonderful products. One of them was Dieldrin, another one was Claudine. Both are off the market now. So I think I'd just buy maybe even some spray for ants.
Right, right.
Yeah, because you can't buy...
I'm an old farmer and we used to use Dieldrin and Metacystox and all those old good things.
Yeah,
you can't get them anymore.
No, you can't. You can't, unfortunately. But I'd think sometimes you've got to resort to something, you know, that you just buy in the supermarket. And, I just spray that particular pot with an ant spray.
Good girl. Good girl.
How's that sound?
Now, the other, could I sneak another quick one in?
I think so, yep.
Cats are digging around my new roses. And I mentioned it to the neighbour and, of course, it's not mine, so... I was told of an old wives' tale about coffee granules. I tried that and hasn't eased it. Have you got any solutions, please?
Oh, for cats. Oh. See, I'm a cat and dog lover.
I love them too, but not in my garden.
So why are they there, Steve? Are they after something? Are you feeding them or something?
Urinating and feces.
Oh, no. Oh, naughty devils. Okay. Look, you'll find a... something like a pet stop.
Pet stop.
Keep off, keep off, something like that. You will find something.
I thought of an electric fence, but that might be a bit severe.
Steve, I hope your neighbour's not listening.
Probably are.
Probably.
It's the luck of the draw. And they know what I do.
Well, as long as you do something mild and not something desperate.
I told him I'm going to shoot it. He said, you have to deal with the kids. I said, that's all right.
I knew you were going to say something like that. I shouldn't have stirred you up, should I? Okay, go and check around the marketplace and see if you can find something called pet off.
Yeah, okay, to put another word at the start of that off.
Sorry, what was
that? I could start with something starting with P and off.
Okay, Steve, I'll expect a call back and let us know what you get and how you solve it.
Thanks, darling, and thanks to the producers too. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
It's Garden Talk back on 2NURFM. You've got a question still, 4921 6216. We've got a couple more minutes left. Judy, before we wrap up for the end of the day, is there a few more things you want to mention?
Oh, there are, definitely. So what will we talk about? We talk about tomatoes.
Oh, why not?
Yeah, well...
Everyone loves tomatoes.
Yeah, and they're beginning to ripen and they get a black spot on the end of them, on the bottom of them. That's called blossom end rot. And it's caused by calcium deficiency.
Okay.
So when your tomatoes start to ripen, just make sure they're not brown or black on the bottom. And if they are, you need calcium to put in the ground. So... you know, I suppose we also have another problem we can deal with on this count, rust on leaves, which, you know, you're starting to see soon, on beans, fuchsias, and roses, snapdragons. But if you get it, the rust, you spray with sulfide or mancozeb, sulfur or mancozeb.
Right.
Okay.
So they're the ones we've got to go for.
They're the ones you've got to go for. But we'll bring that up again next week if you like.
Oh, we can do, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That might be the way to go, I think, Judy.
Yeah, I think so too.
All right, but we've still got, actually, we're out of time.
Yeah, I know, and there's other callers hanging in there.
Should have got in quicker.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from 2NURFM at the University of Newcastle. You'll find them all at 2NURFM.com.